the two readings this morning. One is taken from John 1, verses 1 to 14, and the second is taken from John 8, verse 12. You'll find them on page 1063, 1073 of your pew Bibles. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. There was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet all who did receive him, to those who did believe in his name, he gave the right to become children of God, children born not of natural descent, not of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one, his only Son, who came with the Father, full of grace and truth. When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." This is the word of the Lord.
So we're going to do kind of a mixture today. I had planned it's an all-age service, so kind of very child-friendly talk, and I'm going to do a kind of mixture of that and more adulty talk. But to start off, we'll start with a game. So I need 6 volunteers. It would be nice to have 1 or 2 children and a few adults as well. So can 6 people come up? I think it's 6. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4... Five, 6, brilliant. So what you're going to do is, Janie and Steph, if you can help me covering people's eyes off. And we're going to go one at a time, and you have to try and guess what it is you're getting. So who would like to start? Okay, you start. Janie, can you cover her eyes? And I'll give you something, and you have to try and guess what it is. So these are really random stuff I got from my house. And as you know, it's a very toddler-friendly house. So let's start with this one. So you have to... I'm going to give it to you, and you can hold it and try and guess what it is. You can use both hands and try and guess what you think it is.
A microphone?
Microphone, yes, well done. Not any microphone, it's Finding Nemo or... Dorothy, microphone. So that's the kind of microphones we use. So who's next? Sophie, you're next. So Steffi, can you cover her eyes up? And they're going to go for one a bit harder this time, and I want you to be very specific. You have to guess exactly what this is. So what do you think this is?
A DVD.
Very close, but not exactly. What other guess could it be? So it's a PlayStation game. Can you guess which game it is? It's quite hard without seeing. Okay, it's FIFA 18. I didn't bring FIFA 19 because I thought I might lose it. So rather bring 18, so if I lose it, it's not an issue. So next, one of you two, would you like to come over? So, Janie, can you cover his eyes, please? And this, we are getting trickier each time. So, Can you try and guess what this is?
A mushroom?
It has a similar shape, yes. But it's an animal. Do you think what animal that might be? It's got a hat on. It makes it harder to guess.
A chicken?
No. It's from a TV series called Paw Patrol.
A dog.
A dog? And which do you think it is?
I don't know Paw Patrol.
Oh, you don't know Paw Patrol. So that's rubble. But if you don't see it, it's quite hard to guess that's actually rubble. So I know all the names. You can test me afterwards. So next, would you like to be next? Yes? So let's go with this one. What do you think this might be? It's a bit tricky. Sorry, I should have chosen something easier. It's a bag, and you eat it in the morning many times, and you have sandwiches with it. Do you think you know what this might be?
No.
No? What do you have in a sandwich? You have cheese and ham, and what else?
Lettuce.
Lettuce. And what's on top of it? The top bit or the bottom bit?
Bread?
Yes! Yay. Well done. This is bread. Excellent. So now we've got the last two for you two. So if you'd like to cover, or Sophie, would you like to cover Steffi's eyes? This is really easy to guess.
It's a plastic toy.
It is a plastic toy.
Is it like a truck with a pulley bit?
Not really, but
no.
Decent guess. It's a superhero. Try and guess what superhero it might be.
Superman? Catwoman?
It's related to bats.
Batman.
Yes. And last, and Janie gets a tricky one because she's a member of staff. This wasn't planned, but I just thought. So, Steffi, would you like to cover her eyes, please? And so this is my last. You need to hold it really tightly to guess what it is. If you grab it like softly, you won't get it. So just kind of squeeze it as
a banana.
It is a banana. What kind of banana do you think it is? Is it kind of a green banana, kind of one you'd
brown banana.
It is a proper brown. It's ready for banana bread. Yes, exactly. And well done not squeezing it. Thank you very much. Well done, everyone. So some of them were a bit tricky, and that was intentional. Basically, because if we can't see, we can't know what's happening. We can't know what's there. We actually need to see to be able to know what's around us. And that's what the theme of today is all about. We've been looking at the I Ams, and today we're looking at I Am the Light of the World. And just a very brief introduction to I Ams. There's a lot to it, kind of, if you look at it. But I Am is, Jesus is saying, I Am. So he gives seven different sermons where he's saying, I Am. And last week we saw, I Am the Bread of Life. And then, I Am the Vine. And I Am the Good Shepherd. And today we're looking at, I Am the Light of the World. So there's a very strong thing in him saying, I Am. Because actually, in the Old Testament, God was the great I Am, or I Am who I Am. And that's because you can't describe God in any other way, just as he is who he is. There's no other way to describe him. And when Jesus is saying these things, he's just giving different images for them to have a picture of who he actually is. So he's giving like images that they would kind of very easily be able to see. It's very easy for them to recognize what a good shepherd is and what a vine is and what the bread is and what light is. So he's giving that to his disciples for them to know who he is. And but without that light, without light, you can't really see. And one thing I found as a foreigner is that sometimes you see things differently because you're not used to, you didn't grow up in a certain culture and you didn't kind of see certain things. So a year ago, I went to Cornwall and I went again this year. You probably all know about this already. But So a year ago, we went to Cornwall for the first time. And one of the signs I saw for the first time, I was actually driving, and both Sonia and Benjamin were sleeping, so I couldn't chat with them about it, was this big sign with a stag on it, and it says, stags for sale. And when you're driving and you see the big sign with stags for sale, I suddenly thought, oh, they're selling stags. Is that possible? Is that legal? You don't really know kind of the culture of that's all right. I was thinking, do they sell actual kind of live stags, or is it the meat of a stag? And this was like 3 minutes thinking till I saw another sign that said stags for sale, and then another one, and then another one. And I suddenly realized it's not that everyone's selling stags, it's actually a real estate selling houses, which you probably all know, and I don't, but you don't see them around here. So the first time I saw it was, oh, are they actually selling stags? Because I wasn't able to see as you should see. And what Jesus is talking about is that it's the possibility of being able to see in a different way, and that light that only he can bring. And the whole of John's gospel is all about being able to see, because you see the Pharisees couldn't see who Jesus was, didn't understand what he was doing, whilst the disciples were able to see who he was. So all of the I ams have to do with a kind of a spiritual reality. The bread of life doesn't mean he's literally the bread, but he satisfies us spiritually. And the light of the world isn't a literal light, it's a spiritual light. It's being able to see how he sees. And one of the things I've noticed is that darkness is basically the absence of light. A bit like cold is the absence of heat, and this is my engineering thermodynamics. Cold is the absence of heat, and silence is the absence of noise. Darkness is basically the absence of light. And what Jesus is saying is, I am the light of the world, and therefore, where he's not, there's darkness. And his invitation is kind of massive, being the light of the world. But I'd like us to look at this phrase he says, if we can have the next slide. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. And It's just part of Jesus' promises that he'll walk with us all the days of our life. We see it all through his ministry, saying this. But one of the things I've realized is that his light shines wherever we let him shine, and when we hide something from him, he can't really shine in that. And again, darkness is the absence of light, and sometimes there's certain areas in our lives where we don't let him shine, or we don't let him come and shine, or we don't let his presence come in and show us what he wants to do. And that's what I'd like to focus on today, is are we letting Jesus shine in every aspect of our life? Are we letting him be that light in every aspect of our lives? Because many times it's easier not to deal with certain things. It's easier not to look at certain things, not to let him come and be light in certain areas of our lives. And I remember when I was around 20, I used to meet with a kind of spiritual director, and we kind of chat about life. And one of the things we spoke about once was one of my relationships, it was one of my kind of family relationships. And I was quite hurt in that relationship, and I tried to kind of avoid speaking about it because it was quite frustrating. So I would, whenever I spoke, I was kind of hurt and found it really hard to communicate that and to actually realize that I was hurt, that I had kind of not very nice feelings towards another person and was angry and frustrated. And actually, that probably was affecting other areas of my life as well. But I was quite good at kind of keeping it hidden from God, keeping it like a little room where it's kind of dark and nobody opens the door and it's there. And when Jesus says he's the light of the world, it means that he wants to come and also be the light in every area of our lives. And one thing I find lovely about this light that comes to us is that it is a really safe, loving light. Because the passage before, we just read John 8:12. The passage before is a very well-known passage where the Jewish leaders have found an adulterous woman and they're about to stone her. You remember that passage? And Jesus basically shows a lot of love and compassion towards this woman, but ends up saying, okay, sin no more, stop doing this. But he's showing so much grace and love towards her. And it's just a lovely passage of him showing compassion. And it just shows us that he is that safe place, that loving place, where we can kind of bring our darknesses, we can bring our struggles, we can bring our frustrations to him, because he's the one who draws near in a very loving, compassionate, graceful way to us. And that's why we can come with everything we find dark in ourselves, everything we find difficult in ourselves, because he's the one who's going to want the best for us. He's the one who wants to deal with our hurt, with our grief, with our pain. And he wants to just be that light in those areas where we feel there's a bit of darkness. So my main encouragement for you this morning is to probably in your time of prayer in the next week, ask God to show you or tell him kind of these are the areas I've been trying to hide. These are the areas where I'm just struggling. And please bring your light. Because actually, Jesus is the light of the world. And that light is the same light that produces fruit of the Spirit, which is peace and love and kindness and gentleness. That love is the same. That light is the same light that died for us on a cross that loves us so much. That light is the same light that comes to us to rescue us, to be with us. And therefore, it's a very safe place to open up and to be vulnerable with God and share our frustrations and share our anger and share our pain. And if you look at the Psalms, basically the Psalms is that, is all these people opening up to God, being frustrated and being angry, but before God, to let him come and bring light to those situations, to let him come and heal. Because at the end of the day, he is the light of the world, but he calls us to be light as well. So if we have our next slide, Jesus said, I am the light of the world, and whoever follows me will never walk in darkness. But then he also tells his disciples, you are the light of the world. So we are called to be Jesus in the world as well. We are called to bear that light to others. And the best way we can do that is by letting him heal us first, letting him be part of our frustrations and our anger, letting him heal us to be able to be there for others, to be able to shine that light to others. And I find it just amazing that everything Jesus does and everything that he does as a mission, he then invites us to do the same. If you look at kind of the whole of his life, he then always shares it with us. He says, okay, I've done all of this, now you're my body and you're called to do the same. So if he's the light of the world, we are called to be the light as well. And the best way to shine and the best way to have light to share with others is being able to let him come into every aspect of our lives, to recognize that we are proud and that we are jealous and that we are frustrated and that we are angry and that we have a lot of things we deal with and we struggle with ourselves, and just share them with him and be vulnerable to him and let his life transform us. And that's kind of a lesson I learned quite early in my life. And I always try and come back to it in prayer and say, God, look, I'm frustrated about this. I'm angry about this. I'm jealous about this. I'm proud about this. I'm looking for people's recognition and not yours. And just bringing all that to light so it doesn't become like this dark room that we don't look at all, but it becomes a room where we can deal with things with God. And sometimes it changes, and sometimes we just acknowledge it and we walk with him through it, and sometimes it's quite quick and sometimes it's very long. But it's just opening up and letting Jesus shine even in the kind of littlest corner in our lives, and let him be the light that we need. So let us spend a minute in silence just to think about how this has implications in your life. Which areas would you like to open up with God and show your vulnerability and say, God, come into this area because I need your light, I need your peace. Jesus, you are the light of the world. You're the one who loves us. You're the one who wants to see us change and wants to see us grow and wants to see us healthier emotionally, wants to heal our relationships, and wants to heal the hurts in our hearts. And Lord, I just pray that if there are things we can't see, that we can't notice, you will open up our eyes and just shed some light so that we can deal with them, so that we can be healthy, so that we can be whole, so that we can be restored, so that we can share that light with others. In Jesus' name, amen.